Welcome. Today, we're discussing the exciting world of AI-assisted coding and a game-changing feature, remote agents. Buckle up, folks. This is a big one.
Remote agents? Sounds intriguing. So what's the big deal with these things?
Imagine offloading coding tasks to an AI agent that works in the background, like having a tireless coding buddy in a separate dimension. You can keep coding, testing, or even step away while the agent cranks away. It's asynchronous coding bliss.
Okay, I'm listening. Give me the rundown. How does this even work?
Well, take Augment Code, for example. You connect it to your task list, like an Asana board. Pick a task, define it clearly, and boom, the agent spins up an environment, pulls your code, and gets to work.
So, it's not for massive, complex tasks.
Not initially. Think smaller, well-defined tasks. Quick bug fixes, small features, refactoring. Anything you can clearly articulate, the agent can likely tackle while you focus on other things.
So, like multitasking for coders?
Exactly. The example in the video shows a simple UI change. The agent did a pretty good job, but it needed a little refinement. The key is iteration. You send the agent a task, review its work, provide feedback, and send it back for another round if needed.
I see. Interesting. So you just keep sending these agents on missions and reviewing their handiwork. What's the catch?
The catch is context switching. Managing multiple agents and their output can be mentally taxing. The video mentions an experiment where the presenter ran several agents at once, and while his productivity soared, he was exhausted by the end of the day from all the context switching.
Makes sense. Too many coding threads to keep track of.
Yeah. And communication is key. You need to be explicit with your instructions to the agents. The more detail, the better the results. Technical specs, product requirements. Feed the agent as much information as possible.
Got it. So this isn't just Augment Code doing this? I heard Cursor has something similar.
Right. Cursor has background agents, and the principle is the same. Offload tasks, keep working, and review later. This tells me remote agents are the future. I bet we'll see other IDEs and open source projects jumping on this bandwagon.
I'm still stuck on the context switching. Seems like a real cognitive load.
Definitely a challenge, but think about the potential. We're moving from waiting on the AI to the AI waiting on us. It's a fundamental shift in how we code. We're becoming orchestrators of AI coders, not just users.
So the bottleneck is now the human, not the AI?
Precisely. And that's a fascinating development. How do we adapt our workflows to manage this? How do we become better conductors of this AI orchestra? These are the questions we need to explore.
Exciting times. Thanks for breaking it down.
Absolutely. And remember, this technology is evolving rapidly. Keep experimenting, keep learning, and stay ahead of the curve. Thanks for listening, everyone. Catch you next time.
Goodbye.